Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Here in these programs of Hadith of the Day, we are going to recite some meaningful and beautiful ahadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for you, brothers and sisters. There is a very beautiful hadith about this point, that what are some of the dates that can take you to the hell, and what are some of the dates that can take you to the paradise and to the heaven. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that أيها الناس ما علمت شيئا يقربكم إلى الجنة ويباعدكم من النار إلا وقد أمرتكم به. The Prophet says that, O people, by God I swear, I have told you and warned you against any deed that takes you to hell, and urge taking in all of these deeds that take you to paradise. The Prophet says that I warned you and I told you all the deeds that can take you either to hell or to the heaven. And says, وَمَا عَلِمْتُ شَيْئًا يُقَرِّبُكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيُبَاعِدُكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا وَقَدْ نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ. The Prophet says that says that the faithful spirit says that whatever can take you to Jannah or Jahannam, I told you and I warned you. Then says, أَلَّا وَلَا تَمُوتُ نَفْسٌ, says that Allah, وَلَا تَمُوتُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا وَتَسْتَكْمِلُ مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهَا مِنَ الرِّزْقِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّ أَحَدَكُمُ اسْتِبْطَاءُ رِزْقِهِ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَتَنَاوَلَ مَا. Then the Prophet says that Allah, وَلَا تَمُوتُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا وَتَسْتَكْمِلُ مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهَا مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. It's very beautiful. The faithful spirit says that, inspired to me, the Prophet, that no soul will expire before it completes its earnings. Then the Prophet says that slow down in seeking earnings. The slowness of income should never make you seek God's sustenance through acts of disobedience to God. And the only way of obtaining God's sustenance is to act obediently to Him. As you see, the Prophet says that no one die without getting completely their sustenance, his sustenance. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kataballahu laha, whatever rizq, or let's say sustenance, that is decided by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person, he will receive it, he will get it. He will not die till he get all those, let's say, sustenance. Then says that you must be just obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, by the obedience, by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will actually be blessed with all the blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not, hesitate, do not, let's say, be doubtful about the sustenance of you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide with you with these things. And this is the point that is mentioned in this beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد و وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.